The reading that follows is an entire chapter in Volume 1 of Arise, Shine, Be Encouraged. Each devotional is followed by the next one. This sound marks that change. You can download this chapter as a whole unit and listen as you exercise or walk or drive. Chapter 12, Temptation and Divine Destiny. In Mark chapter 14, verses 37 through 38, we learn, "And he came back and found them sleeping. And he said to Peter, Simon, are you asleep? Have you not the strength to keep awake and watch with me for 1 hour? Keep awake and watch and pray constantly, that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." And in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13, "For no temptation, no trial regarded as enticing to sin, no matter how it comes or where it leads, has overtaken you and laid hold on you that is not common to man. That is, no temptation or trial has come to you that is beyond human resistance, and that is not adjusted and adapted and belonging to human experience, and such as man can bear. But God is faithful to his word and to his compassionate nature, and he can be trusted not to let you be tempted and tried and essayed beyond your ability and strength of resistance and power to endure. But with the temptation, he will always also provide the way out, the means of escape to a landing place, that you may be capable and strong and powerful to bear up under it patiently." Chapter 12, Devotional 1, My Grief is Almost Killing Me, Victory Over Depression. In Mark 14, verses 33 and 34, we learn, "And he took with him Peter and James and John, and began to be struck with terror and amazement, and deeply troubled and depressed. And he said to them, My soul is exceedingly sad, overwhelmed with grief, so that it almost kills me. Remain here and remain awake and be watching." Here we see the humanness of Jesus in contrast to the powerful, miracle-working Son of God who came to walk the earth. We see the man who is struck with terror and amazement and deeply troubled and depressed, man overwhelmed with such intense terror, grief, and sadness that he says, "It almost kills me. My mind goes numb with the full realization of the level of emotional and spiritual agony Jesus experienced in the Garden of Gethsemane, and the indescribable pain that he endured as he was scourged and crucified." As I read this passage, I am reminded of a period in my own life where my depression and sadness was so intense that I thought I might die. In fact, many days I thought of suicide and longed for death as an escape. I can't help but wonder how anyone can read this passage and think, "Jesus does not understand what I am going through." Reading on in Mark, we find that Jesus must have felt abandoned by Peter, James, and John in the garden. Three times he asked them to stay awake, keep watch and pray, and yet each time he returned and found them asleep. What intense disappointment and hurt he must have felt. And yet we see Jesus rise above his emotions to face his ultimate betrayal by Judas, torture, and crucifixion with courage and trust in God. He was resolved to fulfill his divine destiny as Christ, the Messiah. Child of God, the next time you're feeling depressed and sad, believing that the pain is just too much to bear, I encourage you to remember Jesus. Remember, Jesus knows suffering and pain. He knows how it feels to stare death in the face. Cry out to him and trust him to lift you up, pour out his love and grace. He will help you walk into your divine destiny. Lord, thank you for showing me the human side of Jesus. Jesus, you overcame abandonment, feelings of sadness, grief, and depression, and refused to give up or quit. Jesus, in you I have strength and courage to walk out my divine destiny. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus I pray. Amen. Chapter 12, Devotional 2, Heaven's Escape Artist. God makes a way out. From John 8, verse 51, we learn, "Truly, truly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he will never see death." The world is fascinated with stories of people who narrowly escape death. Circus performers, Hollywood movies with teams of stunt artists and magicians draw large crowds by promoting death-defying acts. This fascination with death is rampant in our society. We are surrounded by individuals and groups of people who are drawn to death and destruction. We watch the evening news and are bombarded with heinous acts of cruelty, pain, and suffering. Acts of brutal violence, abuse, and murder. Those who reject Jesus live in fear of death and destruction in their lives and the lives of others. In marked contrast, this verse reminds me that eternal life and death-defying acts should describe the everyday life of Christians. Belief in God's Word, one, gives us the supernatural ability to pull off death-defying acts, regardless of our circumstances. Two, it is the key that unlocks every lock, breaks every chain, and destroys every cell or stronghold. Three, opens the window that allows us to escape. Four, provides the rope we need to climb to safety. Five, ensures that the storm changes direction before it hits our house. Six, causes our car to stop instantly, seconds before impact as we veer off the road straight for a tree. Seven, protects us from Zika, Ebola, and other deadly diseases. 8. Releases the net that catches us when we fall. 9. Builds a wall of protection around our finances in a recession. Forget Harry Houdini, child of God, he can't teach you a thing. I encourage you to commit today to simply believe and honor God's word with your faithful and willing obedience. Fulfill this scripture and become one of heaven's escape artists and have eternal life. Lord, thank you for salvation and eternal life through your Son, Jesus. Your word and your grace are all I need to escape every trial, test, and break every chain. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Chapter 12, Devotional 3. Everyone deserted him and fled. The pain of betrayal. Then everyone deserted him and fled. As we read in Mark chapter 14, verse 50. Every time I read this verse, my spirit is grieved. The defining moment in Jesus' life and ministry was at hand. Judas betrays him. A large group of soldiers sent by the chief priests come and arrest him. The soldiers take Jesus away, and his journey to the cross begins. Scripture is fulfilled as suddenly the disciples scatter and run away in fear. Jesus is left alone, betrayed and abandoned. The disciples that he personally selected, taught, and lived with for 3 years all deserted him and fled for their lives. I cannot begin to comprehend what Jesus, the man, must have felt in that moment. Sadly, betrayal is a part of life that most of us will face at some point in time. Betrayal was born in the Garden of Eden as Adam and Eve disobeyed and betrayed God. It was present in the life of Jacob and Esau, Joseph and his brothers, King Saul and David, King Ahasuerus, Haman, and Esther. As a man who knows the pain and agony of professional and personal betrayal, the Holy Spirit showed me that each time we run away from a situation, we betray ourselves and undermine God's perfect will and plan for our lives. In essence, we delay our spiritual development and postpone our divine destiny. As Christians, we must commit that running away, giving up, caving in, and quitting will never be an option. Child of God, have others deserted and betrayed you? If so, like Jesus, forgive them and move on. In selfishness and fear, have you deserted someone in a time of need or crisis? Ask God to show you the people you have deserted or situations you have run away from. Like Peter, repent with all your heart and mind and spirit, and return to walk out your divine destiny. Lord, thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus, your actions in the face of betrayal and desertion encourage me and give me confidence to go forward. Teach me to rely on and trust you no matter what. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Chapter 12, Devotional 4, A Liar and a Thief. Beware of the kiss of death. In John 12, verses 4 through 6, it is written, "But one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, who was later to betray him, objected. Why wasn't this perfume sold and the money given to the poor? It was worth a year's wages. He did not say this because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. as a keeper of the money bag, he used to help himself to what was put into it. In this passage, we get a good look at the dark character of Judas Iscariot and the part he played in the life of Jesus and the disciples. All 12 disciples were chosen by Jesus because they had a crucial part to play in his divine mission on earth. As the personification of evil and the messenger of Satan, Judas' character and motivations are not aligned with the rest of the disciples. We see here that he was driven by greed and selfish desires without regard for the poor. He was a thief and often stole from the money bag, taking for himself what belonged to Jesus and the disciples. Scripture states that he was offended over the loss of personal gain and objected to Mary's actions. His anger and resentment may have been the final trigger that led him to betray Jesus. Scripture tells us the disciples embraced and kissed each other, perhaps Jesus as well. Their actions were motivated by love and affection, whereas Judas' kiss in the Olive Garden was motivated by envy, deceit, and betrayal. Judas' kiss of greeting would come to be known as the kiss of death. I am comforted to know that while Satan sent Judas to steal, kill, and destroy, he failed miserably. Yes, Jesus was crucified after the mockery of a trial. Yes, he was buried. But on the third day, he rose again and defeated Satan and every principality of darkness for all time. Judas' betrayal fulfilled prophecies and served as a catalyst to launch the gospel of Jesus Christ, which changed the world. Child of God, the next time Satan knocks on your door, remember who he is and why he came. Refuse to accept his kiss. Instead, greet him with these words, "You are a liar and a thief, and you are not welcome here." Lord, thank you for your divine plan and for your Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus, help me to always walk in your will with a pure and clean heart. Through the blood of Jesus, and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.